It's the Raymond Scott Show. Especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and Coast Guardsmen of the United Nations, it's the Raymond Scott Show. 15 minutes of your favorite music rebroadcast by the Armed Forces Radio Service and arranged and conducted by the brilliant young composer-conductor, Raymond Scott.
Hello again, everyone. We have a big treat on the show today. We have three very pretty waves of the Navy as our guests. And before we introduce them to you, we want to play one of the season's best tunes for them. Dorothy Collins sings it, and it's the G.I. Jive.
Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugle blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's a G.I. Jive. A wriggly toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Boot. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make yourself feet. If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-D. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-G, the answer makes you pinky on the kitty. This is a G.I. Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that teaches a little device called fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chuck all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk. Soon you're counting G, but before you count too far, seat your right back, give a leg.
Well, Raymond, we have a request from the Navy for the next number.
From one of our wave guests today?
That's right, and here she is now to tell us what she'd like you to play. She's Mary Jane Buzelich, mailman third class from South Bend, Indiana. You're doing post office work in the Navy, aren't you, Mary?
Yes, Mr. Marble. I was trained at the mail school of the Wave Training School in New York to do all kinds of post office work. I'm stationed out there now, handling money orders, registry, incoming and outgoing mail.
Say, you're really prepared for a good career after the war, aren't you?
I certainly am. Working in a post office is just what I want to do after the war. And now, could the band play my favorite song?
They sure could, Mary. And what's it to be?
It Could Happen to You.
Raymond, how about it? It's a wave from Detroit, Michigan, who has the choice of the next song on the Raymond Scott Show.
Hilda Johnson, Seaman First Class reporting, sir.
Well, welcome aboard, Hilda. And what's your job in the Navy?
I'm working in classification, Mr. Marble. I'm studying to be a specialist. Personnel has always interested me, and I'm lucky to be getting so much valuable experience in the Navy, which will help me with my post-war work.
Well, the personnel of our band here is anxious to bring you the top tune that you'd like best.
How about Just Close Your Eyes?
No sooner said than sung. Raymond Scott and his band hoist the anchor, set their course, and set sail immediately into Just Close Your Eyes. Dorothy Collins sings the lyrics.
Let me always know. and perhaps you'll see where our future lies. When you reopen your eyes.
One little, two little waves, and here's the third girl in navy blue with her request. She's Anna Virginia Muller, pharmacist mate second class from Brooklyn. Anna's learned to be an X-ray technician in the Navy, and now she's working with Navy doctors and nurses, helping sick and wounded sailors out at St. Albans Naval Hospital.
Yes, and it's a great opportunity, Mr. Marble. You know what I'd like the band to play?
What is it, Anna?
A Raymond Scott original composition.
Well, how's that with you, Ray? Have you got one on the ship's log?
Yes, we have one. Perhaps one of my liveliest numbers. It's called Section A.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.